Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
Happy Friday. Happy Justin Fields Day. I am so hung over. When they traded up for Justin Fields yesterday, I got my bear swerve back. And I went to the hard stuff. I went to the tequila. Ooh. It was like celebrating a big playoff win. Whether it was like I was sitting in my basement. It was like one of those big Cubs games in 16 where you were sweating through it. Are they going to do it? Are they going to navigate this thing right? At the end of the night, are we going to be celebrating? And anyone who is familiar with this show, who has been here for the 14 years Waddle and Sylvie has been on the air, you know that I have been angry at this team for many of those years. And in these last few months, I have been super angry. And this week, I've been super on edge. Every time I talk about Ryan Pace's draft history, I get mad. But as JD joins me right now with Waddle out at his daughter's graduation in Nashville, he will call into the show. We will get on Justin Fields at 3 o'clock. Make sure you're listening. And if you want to get in today, 312-332-3776. That's my number one question for you, JD, a guy who's covered this team through thick and thin, mostly thin, in one move with a trade and a pick. Did they change everything?
Well, I'm not sure if everything has changed, but, you know, I've been here for all 14 years of Waddle and Sylvie,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
Here's how I'll frame this, Sylvie. This is one of the most encouraging draft picks I've personally seen them make, a team that I have covered. There is so much to like with Justin Fields. He almost has everything. I mean, he is a physical specimen. He put up huge numbers at a big program, played great in big games. He's got everything. This is not Mitchell Trubisky. So please, if anyone today wants to call up and say, well, everyone got all excited back in 2017 when they moved up and got Mitch. This is completely different. Trubisky sat the bench at a bottom feeder program until one year, had one good year, then he left for the NFL draft in a quarterback class that was, at the time, we weren't sure how deep it was. It was deep. They just took the wrong guy. This is completely different. But, Sylvie, the question now becomes, you got the guy. You got all the talent, all the ability. Can they develop this quarterback? And that will be the buzzword from now until the regular season. Development. The Bears went out of their way last night when we spoke with Ryan Pace and we spoke to Matt Nagy last week to tout how they have this great infrastructure in place for a young rookie quarterback to come in with their coaching staff, with the veterans in their quarterback room. It's one thing to draft the great talent. It's another thing to develop the great talent. That's what I want to see happen.
And then that's the million-dollar question, and the debates are already starting. Bleck, Abdallah, and me were debating that in the IDOT bullpen before the show. Pre-show fist fight was getting fisty. And you wonder how that easy with that, all right? I'm hungover today as it is.
You said
I'm
it,
very,
man.
Very excited.
You did say it.
I didn't do anything
I'm
very with
excited
a fist.
Today.
There's no fist. Yeah,
I am
we're good.
Over.
There are no fist
I am. When, JD, when's the last time? Like, you know me. I love to ride the roller coaster.
Yeah.
I could get mad at them one day, but I still love them. I've said this all week, is like sometimes I'm mad at myself for loving them. All I want as a fan is hope. You know, that is a big word as a fan, that I don't care if I get crushed in 4 years. What this does, I've already called Dean from Dino's Sports Shop in the Glen, just was texting him before the show. I said, tell me when you get the number one jerseys in stock, because I'm buying two for my kids. I'm getting one for Braxton and one for Mason. And look, if I'm going to get crushed in 3 years, so be it. But I think hope is a powerful thing for the fan base.
I think so, too. I think the Bears had to sell something. I think going into last night, there was nothing to sell. I mean, no one was buying Andy Dalton. It was a very nondescript free agency period. The fan base was very upset. I think the Bears, though, Sylvie, have been good at selling hope throughout the years, whether it's Justin Fields last night, Khalil Mack back in 2018, Trubisky back in 2017, Julius Peppers back in 2010. They'll make big moves. They'll sell hope, but they've never been able to really turn in to the consistent winner that they need to be. Now, yeah, they made the playoffs last year. We all know they backed in. It wasn't a great team. This is the one pick where you say this really could be a turning point moment for this franchise if Justin Fields turns out to be the guy that the Bears believe he can be. Now, I am not Mel Kiper Jr. My God, my W-2s are not even close to Mel's.
You have good hair, though, J.D.
I have pretty good hair, not like Mel hair. I don't have the compound in Baltimore like Mel. I felt that Justin Fields, if I was ranking the quarterbacks, I would have put him number two, actually. Like after Trevor Lawrence, I thought Justin Fields was the second-best quarterback. Trey Lance goes three. Zach Wilson goes two. So, I mean, there's obviously differing opinions here. But it's okay to feel the way you feel today. It's okay that you had too many drinks last night.
Yeah,
that's
joy.
Fine.
Well, when's the last time the Bears caused me to joy drink? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the way it should be. I was happy with my team. They navigated it perfectly. Even if he got lucky, it was all dependent on Detroit, Carolina, Denver. Those teams don't grab the quarterback. And maybe a lot of it has to do with Aaron Rodgers being available, and Denver thinks they have a good shot there. And maybe they would have taken Justin Fields if not for that. But, like, then it was there, and it was obvious. It's like, trade up for one of these two, okay? Trade up for one of these two, and I was elated. I was hanging out with my buddy Perry. Like, JD, it's back to normal. I'm happy with my team. I'm socializing with my friends in person without a mask. We're both vaccinated. Let's effing go.
Like,
I am so excited today.
Question is, though, when does he play?
So that's the debate I wanted to get to. It's right. Already bubbling to the surface.
But that's okay. And really what should happen is what happened last night. And Ryan Pace, with his tussled hair, looked nice. Like, they were running his fingers through his hair. They were celebrating.
It's always good.
In the draft room. But his hair was a little disheveled last night. Just shows you how pumped up he was.
Well, maybe that's the key. Maybe he's been too prim and proper these last few years.
Maybe. A little
messing
the hair
up.
I liked it. But what he said last night is what he should have said. Andy Dalton, right now, on April 30th, is the starting quarterback. That is subject to change. Now, remember, the one thing they really don't want to do is put Justin Fields out there before he is ready. We have seen that story play out before, back in 2017 with Glennon and Trubisky. I feel pretty confident telling you right now, Sylvie, that Andy Dalton is better than Mike Glennon, okay? That's not like an award-winning hot take or anything. But, I mean, they should have some sort of plan in place here where Dalton can take them so far until Fields is ready. Starting him week one, unless he is clear-cut above these other two guys, might be a mistake. So I know you want to wear the one jersey to Soldier Field, and people will. He's going to play this year. He will play as a rookie. Just a matter of when. But I would be okay if they eased into it a little bit, because they got to get this right. Can you imagine, not to be negative, Sylvie, can you imagine, though, if they get this wrong and they give up another first-round pick, two more picks after that, everyone gets fired, and you're back to scratch, right? You really have to be careful here. And if you have a plan, you have to believe in that plan, put it in place, and see it through. So, again, I know that Fields will play, but I would just wait a little bit until he's ready.
It's a $1 million question, all right? And here are two really good examples of two of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League who took completely different roads in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes, and if you follow the Nagy playbook, so they thought they were going to get it right this year, and they sold you on, we're going to get it right because we have guys now in the room who have been through the process successfully before. We have DeFilippo, who was in Philadelphia with Carson Wentz. You could argue how successful, but before his injury, he was very, very good. And then you have Matt Nagy, who was the quarterback's coach and eventually offensive coordinator when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. They had a lot of smart people in those rooms as well, like John Dorsey and Andy Reid, and Chris Ballard was there, I believe, still at the time, and Brett Veach. But Patrick Mahomes, I think, sat for the first 15 games.
Yes.
And he didn't play until the garbage game at the end of the year. And they had Alex Smith in the room starting, and they were a playoff team. And they brought him along very slowly. Will they follow that Nagy playbook where Dalton is their Alex Smith and he keeps the rig on the road? And this guy just waits. And they can, and even if they have to wait longer than many people want, they're going to stick to the plan. Or do you go with what the Seattle Seahawks have done? And the Seattle Seahawks drafted a guy in the third round, a guy with even less expectations than Justin Fields. And they signed Matt Flynn, but they let their eyes do the judging. And they said, this kid's already better. This kid's ready. We can feed it to him. It's going to help him in the growth process to be on the field and to play from the start. They won playoff games early. They won a Super Bowl with him. Those are the two paths you have to choose now, JD.
Here's one thing you learn being in the building during the regular season, and hopefully we're all going to be back in the building this year. Everybody knows who the best quarterback is. It's never a secret. So I'll take you back to Mitch back in 2017, right? Glennon was so bad, and Mitch had shown them a little bit of practice. Everybody knew that at that point he was the better guy, and he was the guy, and they had to go with him, even though deep down they did not want to. So when everybody knows, when Justin Fields has reached the point where everyone in the building just knows that he's the man, that he's the guy, that he's passed up Dalton, I believe he will play. I believe that is their plan. I think what the smart thing to do is don't put a time frame on that. Don't say like, okay, by week 7, he needs to have proven to us that he's the guy and he can unseat Dalton. It needs to happen naturally. It needs to happen organically. And I do believe that is the plan. Look, Ryan Pace had a lot of good things to say last night. I know that everyone makes fun of him with the picture of him hiding in the doorway and
that's
everything.
That's the best,
But listen, Ryan was good last night. He was very honest. He goes, look at these college quarterbacks coming in. Most of them have never run a pro-style offense before. Most of them have never even been in a huddle before, Sylvie. He told the story about Mahomes in KC his first year with Nagy. How he got in the huddle the first day and he was screaming as loud as he could. And Nagy goes, dude, why are you yelling? We're in a huddle. He had never done it before. So there's things that Justin Fields is going to have to learn about playing quarterback in the NFL in this offense. Now, they will tailor a lot of things to him. I mean, if they have to go more spread because of him, they will do that. Don't get me wrong. But let it happen naturally. Coach him up. Develop him, and he will be the one to tell you when it's time for him to get in there and for Dalton to take a seat.
All right, this is going to be a really fun Friday show. Your thoughts on the Bears. Did they make you joy drink? Not the other way around after a loss where you're drowning your sorrows. I joy drank last night. I joy drank the heavy stuff, too. I had the Casamigos tequila on the rocks, and it was good. But I'm hungover today, but I'm still running on adrenaline because I'm finally happy with the way my Bears navigated it. I thought it was all perfect with who they got, what they gave up. It didn't crush me. I thought it was a fair deal, and I like the plan. 312-332-3776. Waddle's going to call in at 4. Don't forget, we have Justin Fields coming up at 3 o'clock.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Justin Fields is a Bear, and he is going to be on the Waddle and Sylvie show coming up in 40 minutes from right now. Around 3 o'clock could be give or take a few minutes in either direction, so just make sure you keep it locked here to ESPN 1000. Preset that car radio to the preset 1 on AM 1000. That makes you in the P1 club, an industry term. You're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Big crowd in there today. Check it out. Waddle is in Nashville. He will call in later. He has his daughter's graduation. So this is his daughter who graduated from Vanderbilt a year ago, but never had a ceremony. So they're doing all these ceremonies this year, and he's getting a chance to see his daughter walk the stage. He will call and join us at 4. But again, Justin Fields at 3 o'clock today. JD is with us as well. And we're just happy. It's a good day today, and we'll see what the plan is to develop him. JD hit on that very early in the show. Let's go to Matt in Naperville. You're on ESPN 1000. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. Hey, I was right with you, Sylvie. I was mad last night. I was done with the Bears. I'm auditioning for new teams. What team can I root for? I'm done with the abusive relationship. I can't be a Bears fan. 20 years of nothing in return for it but misery. And then the trade happens and they take Fields. So I'm going to give them one more season, see how things go. I am concerned, though, because this current regime has made a lot of mistakes. They've drafted poorly. Then they went to free agency and compounded their mistakes, trying to cover up the draft mistakes. That's why we got two quarterbacks that can't play that they're paying buckets of money to. So my concern is if the Bears have a bad season, they go, 5-11, just, does this buy that current regime 3-4 more years to see what this guy can do, Fields? I think he's going to be awesome, but I don't know if him alone can overcome other mistakes that I'm afraid they're going to continue to make.
Matt, it's a good question. JD, I want to get your thoughts on that because what Waddle's been saying, that and the national media, they don't understand it. They think he's speaking a foreign language when he says that these guys aren't on the hot seat. Trading up, it showed you that again. Sending a first-round pick next year shows you that. And maybe if they take the Mahomes route, and let him develop under Nagy, that will give them more time, too.
I think 3-4 more years is a bit of a stretch. I think 2 years. I think in 2 years, Justin Fields has to prove that he's the guy. Like, they have to have developed him to the point where he is the starting quarterback in 2 years from now, and his arrow is on the way up, and the team is playing well. I don't believe they're going to get fired this year for the reasons you just laid out, Sylvie. I mean, this offseason has not been about this incredible sense of urgency, has it? It hasn't been. I'm not saying it's been a terrible offseason, but I don't think these guys are fighting for their immediate jobs. But I think what everyone knows is if this pick doesn't work, then that's the end. Then they're going to have to obviously retool everything. There'll be a new front office in here, a new coaching staff in here. But that won't be after 1 year. But I think 2 years. Am I wrong, Sylvie? Is 2 years
no, I think
fair
you're right.
Barometer here?
Yeah, and I think that's probably what Pace has signed for now, too. His mysterious contract terms have been deleted off the Bears' website. Nagy's got 2 years, right? Doesn't
Correct.
Nagy have 2 more years? And many people believe they gave Pace a secret extension to maybe even match up. And who knows if they both got extensions. But yeah, I'm with you. 2 years, you got to show. He's got to show you. If he doesn't in 2 years, then he's gone. I mean, yesterday, it was so, a couple of things. Yesterday was a great day for Bears fans because Aaron Rodgers could be headed out of the division and the Bears drafted Justin Fields. He could finally be the answer. And also, JD, we had like the worst offseason going, right? Like you were just saying that this was an offseason where, like, oh, they're keeping everybody. Oh, they rushed out to sign Andy Dalton and they gave him $10 million. And, oh, they got the they're up against the cap more than anybody. And with that one pick and with the Rodgers news, it sort of changed everything.
Yeah. And they are up against the cap, by the way. That's why this draft is so important. And you know what? Kudos to Ryan Pace for not giving up the second or third round pick tonight to move up to get Justin Fields. They need some impact guys tonight, Sylvie. There's still big holes at right tackle, questions at corner, questions at wide receiver. You can always use another pass rusher. So, I mean, this is it, because they don't have the money to go out and sign a bunch of guys here coming up after the draft is over. It has to happen the next 2 days and primarily tonight.
All right, Stephen Wheeling, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, Sylvie, JD, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Well, that gentleman took the words out of my mouth. I believe I like the aggressive nature of the pick, as he is. I mean, from his demeanor, great attitude. I mean, I mean, big games in the Big Ten and the Final Four of those college games, those college championships. The only thing is, I think he's trying to buy Nagy and Pace. They're really trying to buy another 2 years, in case something wrong happens, if they have another 6-10 or 5-11 years, they do. But to me, Micah Parsons, man, I mean, I know he's a game changer. I mean, from all the, I know he did opt out in 2020, but my opinion, they should have picked Micah Parsons.
I don't know, man. You get the quarterback, and it changes everything, JD.
If you don't have a quarterback, you have nothing. And I think everyone in Chicago should know that by now after 70 years, okay? If you don't have a great quarterback, you have nothing in the NFL. So I can't fault them for being aggressive. I mean, they were told to fix the quarterback situation, and this is what they've tried to do. I don't think this is them. I mean, are they buying themselves a little extra time? Yeah. But, I mean, what were they supposed to do? Do you honestly think, what would the reaction have been, Sylvie, today?
If they didn't draft a quarterback?
Well, if there was one to be had and they did not do it. Now, look, there were a bunch of scenarios last night that could have played out. You know, Fields and Mac Jones could have been gone in the top eight, right?
Right.
And at that point, you understand, well, they can't, it's too much. They can't get up. People don't want to trade back to help them out. But last night, the way that everything fell, and when it got to 11 and Justin Fields was still on the board.
It was obvious, right?
You got Goofy Gettleman over there. Hey, Gettleman in New York.
That's
who
the
they
GM.
Can absolutely fleece, and they did. His big thing is, I don't want to get fleeced. And he got fleeced, okay? But so they had the perfect trade partner, the player they liked, the right situation, and 100% the motivation to do it. So I cannot in any way downgrade the Bears for making this move. It was the right move to make given the way that everything on the board was looking.
This comes down to one thing, right? Like, people can say, and I heard calls all day that, oh, they're just trying to buy time. They're just trying to get a couple more years. Okay.
But they're trying to win.
What's Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace's job?
To win.
To win games, right? Okay. What's the one position that is going to instantly impact you when it comes to your win total? Quarterback.
Of course.
Micah Parsons isn't giving you more wins. An offensive lineman.
I didn't think we'd have a Micah Parsons column the second caller of the day today.
Oh, my God, no.
I thought we'd have an epilepsy call by now, but not a Micah Parsons call. Tom in Oakland, you're on ESPN. Let's go to Braggs first. Greg Braggs is there. Braggs, what's on your mind?
Not Micah Parsons, man. What a moment that was last night as a Bears fan. Happy Fields Day to you guys. It's a new era in Chicago Bears football. I'm really excited to get on with this. I feel like it's revitalized the fan base, obviously, but also the team, I think, is going to come out with a different sense of urgency. And like you always say, Sylvie, the journey is better than the destination most times. And this is the start of the journey. This is where it's fun and exciting and positive vibes and going into camp. It's going to be crazy when fans finally return to Soldier Field and you got Justin Fields running out that tunnel. And to your point, Sylvie, as far as whether or not he starts, like Jeff Dickerson pointed out, it depends on the situation. You know, Alex Smith had been with the Chiefs for a few years and was, you know, already acclimated with what they were doing. Andy Dalton's coming in just as fresh with this team as Justin Fields is. And to your point about Russell Wilson, you know, Pete Carroll couldn't look his team in the face coming out of camp in preseason because he knew he was better. If that's what happens, so be it. But that's why that's up to Matt Nagy to make the correct determination and be confident and stick with what he decides to do, you know, when we get to that point. But it's a glorious day in Chicago sports history between that and Aaron Rodgers talking about leaving the Packers for Jeopardy. I'll tell you what. If he goes to Jeopardy, I'll record every single show. I will watch every day. I'll laugh along with him. I support him in his Jeopardy, you know, speech. Okay. Go ahead. All go right. over there.
But I'm so happy, Braggs. I'm so happy that – are you vaccinated?
I'm first shot in. Okay. I got
well,
three more to go.
Well, after your second shot, I will give you a sweaty summer tank top hug.
I am totally down for that. I look forward to it more than you can imagine
right.
this summer. Going to be a beautiful thing. I'll talk to you guys soon. Happy Fields Day.
Happy Fields Day. That's Greg Braggs, big listener. 312-332-3776. I mean, imagine this, JD. Like, training camp's going to be exciting now. You know, preseason games are going to be exciting, actually.
Sweaty tank top hug, huh?
Oh, he
likes the tank tops?
He likes the tank tops. He's a very sweaty dude, and he likes hugs. And he gave me one in Bourbonnais two or three camps ago, and I was not comfortable with it.
Oh, come on.
But now,
when you're in training camp and it's a sweaty hug and there's a tank top involved, it's no big deal.
Okay.
That's good. Hey, and quickly, too, you know, with Alex Smith, it went the other way for him in San Francisco. Don't forget, he got rushed out there too soon. So, I mean, we've seen these scenarios
play out. This is going to be the debate. It's going to be a huge debate going into Bears camp and the rest of this offseason. 332-3776. How big can Justin Fields be in this town if he's good? We'll answer that next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
JD is along for the ride today. We're talking about Justin Fields to the Bears. He will join us at 3 o'clock. Don't miss it. Remember, you can watch on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade. And we appreciate their support this week on the Twitch app. You can also, if you're working out at home, play it on your smart speaker. Just to say, play ESPN 1000 to Alexa or Google Play. Got the ESPN Chicago app for any pods you may miss on demand or listening live. And don't miss that Crosstalk. JD is back. I don't know if you heard this. We're going to get into the studio with Carmen and Yurko at least once a week because we don't overlap anymore and don't get a chance to do on-air crosstalk. And a lot of tweeters have said, hey, we want to hear crosstalk. So we are now recording like 20 to 30-minute crosstalk episodes uncensored. And the first one is posted on both of our show pages on the ESPN Chicago app.
Uncensored. ESPN 1000 After Dark presents Crosstalk. Between Carmen and Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie, I bet you miss Yurko's musk, don't you?
Oh, I do. I miss their scent. Yeah,
I mean, do too.
It was it was refreshing. The responses I've gotten on Twitter, very, very happy. So here's a question I have for you. And Abdallah said that this was his favorite day last night since the Bulls drafted Derrick Rose. And I remember that. I was at a Bulls draft party at 115 Bourbon Street, and I joy drank that night too. If he's good and we finally have like our first great quarterback and we don't have these stupid Cutlers versus Jaders, you know what I mean? The people who overloved Cutler and the truthers versus the people who hated Trubisky, all the stuff, you know, it's always divided that we as a fan base just want to hug and love our quarterback. I believe he's going to be as loved in this town as Derrick Rose was in his peak. I don't think anyone will get to Jordan's level because he was so revolutionary. But I think this kid, if he's great, has a chance with his personality, with just the things he can do athletically on that field, to be as popular as anyone in recent time in this city. Do you agree?
There is no doubt about it. I mean, even when Cutler came here, before people saw him throw 26 picks that first year, he was the mayor of the city. Remember that? He was, making rude faces to waitresses and bartenders all across the city. He was on a world tour that summer. He was.
With him and Greg Olson, right?
Yeah. He brought Greg to the dark side for a while, but Greg thankfully got away. Justin Fields will be a superstar, a superstar in this town. Quarterback of the Chicago Bears, an actual good quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And I'll tell you this, what I like about what Justin Fields has said thus far, he has never shied away from the label franchise quarterback. We talked to him last night after he was drafted on Zoom. He spoke again this afternoon. He likes that label. I want a guy who wants to be a franchise quarterback that understands what comes with being a franchise quarterback, embraces that role, doesn't get nervous, doesn't let any negative media attention bother him. We're not turning off the TVs in the facility or anything nonsense like that. That's what I want. And I think so far, Justin Fields has projected that exact attitude.
Yep. Let's go to Tom in Oak Lawn. Tom, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Sylvie, JD, I was out. I was so out. I mean, I was on these airwaves saying, I don't care if they trade up. I don't care if they trade back. I just don't care. I wasn't watching the draft. I wasn't doing any of it. Then my brother calls me, says they traded. I turn it on, see that they draft Justin Fields, and I'm back in. I don't know how this happened. I'm back in. I'm probably going to ask my wife to get me a Justin Fields jersey for my birthday. She's going to look at me like I'm a crazy man, which is just a normal Tuesday for me. But, I mean, is this how Cap feels all the time when he makes a take and then he flips?
That's awesome.
So I have to start saying, take that, Nation, because I don't want to do that. So
that's great, Tom. That, as always, great call. Look, and someone just tweeted me, JD, and you know how I am. I won't go Cap over the top, but I could get over the top. Francisco tweeted, don't get duped, Sylvie. Look, I'm okay to getting hurt again. If you can't fall in love, like if you're afraid of falling in love that you're gonna get hurt, take it from a guy who was on the market for several years. Several breakups, JD. You've been through all of them with me as a friend, you know? There were many, many breakups, but I wasn't scared when I got into a relationship with Allie. And then what happened? I finally got the one.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the one and it worked. Look, the unfortunate reality is for everyone out there, probably half of the guys drafted last night will not have great NFL careers, right? I mean, even though it's the first round, the hit rate for first round picks isn't astronomical. There's a chance it might not work, but you can't, I would say go into it with optimism because I have a lot of optimism. You know why? It's not because the Bears drafted him. It's not because of this great, you know, cocoon they're talking about with Dalton and Foles and DeFilippo and Lazor and Nagy and everything, right?
Cocoon.
You know what it is? It's because Justin Fields is a damn good player.
Right.
Did you watch college football last year?
Oh, yeah.
And he is good.
Yeah, yes. This isn't, we're not making up like Sun Bowl things. Like this whole ghost thing about, hey, the legendary Sun Bowl performance
where they
of
lost.
Mitch. They lost and he had a crap first three quarters. He brought them back. Stanford was without their best player. They lost that game. This is a guy who threw six touchdowns against Clemson, the reigning national champs, right?
This guy had 63 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in his college career at Ohio State. And I know past Ohio State quarterbacks have not gone on to greatness in the NFL. But this guy, watch him play. Go back and watch the games. Watch the throws. How about the throw against Clemson where the ball literally went like 70 yards in the air?
It's incredible.
And dropped for a touchdown. That's why you should be optimistic. Don't forget about the Bears for a second. Look at this guy's talent, his ability, and his track record. That's the reason why.
Zane in Vernon Hills, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Zane?
Hey, Sylvie. Sylvie Strong.
Thank you.
So I just have a couple of things. I listen every day, and I love you guys. So I think that, you know, it's hard as hell to be a Bears fan. You know, the amount of agony that we have to go through year after year, right? And so I want to be excited about this pick, and I am. But I want to pump the brakes because what is Justin Fields? We know collegiately he was a successful quarterback, right? I don't know his comp, and you know, what's the biggest difference between him and Trubisky? I know his body of work is much more. He's a winner. We know that. But how does that translate to the game? I wonder on your thoughts as well. But I don't want to get so excited to get dumped again.
Dude,
you know, again, I've been there many, many times.
Zane, listen to me. You can't have that outlook. You can't go into this negatively. If we get hurt in 3 years, we'll get through together. But right now, you've got to be open to getting hurt because that's the only way love works.
Yeah, but I understand that. But the issue is this: how does this his game translate? Is he a quarterback playing? Is he an athlete that's a quarterback,
or
is he a quarterback? That's the question, right?
He plays out of the pocket. And we'll talk all about it. And
he's a quarterback.
Yeah,
Come on. He
plays from the pocket and he can run. He is not a running quarterback. He does run. He does produce on the ground. But this kid throws from the pocket. Is super accurate. He does have to be developed. I've seen a lot of Josh Allen comps, a guy who can run and a guy who's got an unbelievable arm and can sling it. He will join us coming up next. So a little early, we're told. Justin Fields is joining us next.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Katie's with us. Waddle is in Nashville. His daughter is graduating from Vandy. So he'll be calling in at 4, Wilbon at 5, Justin Fields any moment. Tell your friends, the new Bears quarterback will be on the Waddle and Sylvie show any minute right now. But yeah, JD, do you have a, I gave a Josh Allen as a comp. There are others. I've heard some other really good comps too. What do you think?
Do you understand that if Justin Fields becomes the type of player that Josh Allen is in Buffalo, that this wasn't a home run, this was a grand slam? Do you mm-hmm. understand how good of a comparable that would be? I mean, that would be ideal. And I think that in terms of body type, maybe a little bit with the toughness. I mean, I can maybe see Justin Fields getting a little bit of an edge in some categories over Josh Allen. But Josh Allen is tremendous. That would be, I mean, that would, Sylvie, that would be ideal. I would be ideal.
I've heard a little Cam. I've heard a little Herbert. All good comps, you know. And Justin Herbert's another good example in this really interesting development debate. Like, just think about if that shot that they gave their starter, do you remember that? Like after game one or two, Herbert doesn't start, you know?
Tyrod Taylor. Remember, Tyrod Taylor. The botched medical procedure, yeah.
So and because of the botched medical procedure, Herbert plays early, and what do we find out? Herbert is not good. He's great.
Yeah. Now, that was a very weird situation. It worked out in the Chargers' favor for sure. Again, I would still err on the side of he needs to prove to everyone that he is ready. I don't think he should play by default. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what happened to Trubisky. That was the problem. Trubisky did not show everyone he was ready. He just showed everyone that he had a beating heart, and the other guy did not, Mike Glennon. He was that bad, they had to make the change. I don't like a guy going in there just because the other guy is so bad. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right, right. And you want to do it the right way, because everyone always says, if Mahomes was here, he maybe wouldn't have turned out, or if this guy was here, you got to do it the right way. And all the pressure on Nagy again, JD, like, Nagy's got to be really good. He's got to be a good play caller. A pace has to protect him. We can't go down this rabbit hole with the Jay Cutler stuff where they didn't protect him well enough. You know, they didn't support him with a proper number one wide receiver. This is a guy that needs to be protected. So, and he's ready right now. Let's go to him right now. The brand new quarterback of the Chicago Bears has Chicago so excited. Joins us right now on the Corona Hotline, Justin Fields on the Waddle and Sylvie Show. Justin, congratulations. How you feeling today?
Thank you. I'm feeling great. You know, my first day in Chicago, I'm feeling awesome. You know, the weather's not too bad. And I'm just glad to be up here, and I'm definitely excited for the future. So,
yeah,
great day.
You know, you come from a great fan base at Ohio State. It's only been 24 hours, and not even that, but you're here in town. Can you feel the thirst and the love that this city already has?
I can definitely, you know, feel the love from the Bears fans. You know, I can just tell that, you know, they're very passionate about, you know, this organization, this city, this sport. So I'm excited, and I'm, you know, just grateful for the opportunity.
One thing, Justin, that I really enjoy is, you know, since the moment you got drafted last night, you know, people have asked you about being the franchise quarterback in Chicago, a town that, as most of us know, hasn't had a franchise quarterback in like 70 years, and you have not shied away once from saying that mm-hmm. you believe you want to be a franchise quarterback. Why are you so confident in setting those high expectations for yourself?
You know, those are just the, you know, expectations I have for myself that I've, you know, goals that I've set for myself. So I'm going to, you know, do everything that I can, everything in my power to accomplish those goals, whether it's, you know, working out 20 times a week or doing whatever I need to do to become the best quarterback I can be and the, you know, best player I can be.
You know, there's always pressure with being the star quarterback in college, the star quarterback in the NFL. Do you feel added pressure knowing the history of Bears quarterbacks?
No, not really. I don't feel any added pressure because, you know, I don't think, you know, those quarterbacks have anything to do with me other than, you know, we play for the same organization. So I don't think, you know, those situations will, you know, affect my situation here at all.
Do you, when you look at the situation here, like you were just talking about, and what you went through at the draft, and there were a lot of unfair things being said about you, you stated yesterday that those are forgotten. The process is forgotten. There's no chip on your shoulder. Is that really true? There's not going to be a chip?
There's no chip from what people are saying about me, because I think at the end of the day, I know myself. I know, you know, the work I put in. I know how much I care about this game. So there's not going to be an added chip for, you know, the false things that were said about me. No.
Did Coach Nagy try to stump you today, Justin, with some more formations? He loved the fact that when you guys were on Zoom and he asked you to give him some formations, you nailed it.
Yeah, he definitely hit me with some more yesterday too. But no, we didn't go over formations today, but we probably will be very soon. So just like I said before, I'm very excited and ready to get started.
Did you have any inkling you were headed here?
No, zero idea. To be honest, after we started getting about into like 6, 7, 8, I had no idea where I was gonna, you know, end up. So I'm just grateful it was here in this great city. So it's awesome.
So take us through the video. We're watching on ESPN. I'm downstairs in my basement. I'm having a beverage or maybe 10, and I'm really excited. And you're the look on your face had people wondering. Yeah, like, were you happy? Because you weren't like outwardly emotional. Take us through that, and what was your emotion?
I was definitely happy, of course. I think, you know, my maybe facial expressions were, you know, towards the waiting I might have done. I, you know, didn't think I was gonna have to wait that long, but you know, that's fine. I'm at the place where, you know, I'm supposed to be. So again, just grateful for the opportunity, and then excited to get started.
Tell us, Justin, about today. Who did you meet player-wise in the building? I saw you mentioned that you had actually ran into Andy Dalton before in California, right?
Yeah. Me and Andy have, you know, met once before. He's a great guy, a quarterback that is very bright. He's very talented, of course. And, you know, he's, of course, you know, has a lot of experience, you know, playing in the NFL. So I'm definitely looking forward to learning from him.
Do you want to start right out of the gate?
I want to do what's best to win games. So whatever, you know, Coach Nagy thinks, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to help my team out in whichever way possible.
Justin Fields joining us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. All right, let's get to know you a little bit, all right? Maybe some things that Bears fans don't know about you. Who is Uno?
Uno is my dog. He's almost 2 years now. He's a French bulldog. And he's just my best friend. So, yeah.
And did you name him obviously after the number that you wear?
Yeah. So actually, I was, you know, thinking about naming him like Roscoe or something like that, but I was like, man, that's kind of, you know, basic. So one of my old teammates, he actually suggested the name Uno, and I was like, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea. So I just stuck with that one.
How about the scouting report on Justin Fields, the shortstop?
Ooh. Right now or back in the day?
Back in the day when I saw some highlights, Justin, and you look smooth.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I was, you know, definitely a better than average baseball player, of course. You know, I've been playing baseball since I was like 4. So, I mean, baseball has always kind of been in my life. But, you know, I've bat leadoff, so, you know, kind of fast. We're running around the base and definitely a solid shortstop. So I was definitely a pretty good baseball player for sure.
Cubs or Sox?
Ooh. I'm going to go
one.
With.
There's a big one, Justin.
I'm going to go with White Cubs, so I'm definitely half and half right now.
Oh, there you go. That's that's smart. That is absolutely smart. We're talking to Justin Fields. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. I also saw a great interview with you guys, and you got the endorsements going, too. I mean, I saw pistachio nuts. I saw Chipotle. I saw Lazy Boy. I mean, it seems like you enjoy being in the spotlight.
You know, I wouldn't say enjoy it, but I think, you know, of course, being a quarterback in the NFL, you have no choice but to be in the spotlight. So, of course, I'm going to embrace, you know, my position and, you know, the position I'm in today. So I wouldn't necessarily say enjoy being in the spotlight, but you know, I certainly don't mind it. Sure.
Well, you'll be in the spotlight here in Chicago, no doubt about that. And one more thing, Justin, about getting to know some of these guys. When you transferred from Georgia to Ohio State, How long did it take you to kind of get command of the locker room and be the guy? And could you use that experience to help you here in Chicago?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, kind of when I moved to Ohio and actually transferred to Ohio State, of course, I didn't know most of the guys. So, you know, what my mindset kind of was just to go in there and, you know, show those guys, you know, in workouts and, you know, team conditioning that I wanted to be there. I wanted to win. So it was really just working hard in those workouts. And, you know, as time went along, I built personal relationships with, you know, all of my teammates. And, of course, that's kind of when, I guess, I, you know, took over the locker room completely.
Justin, when a lot of guys were opting out of the college football season, you and your dad were very vocal about wanting to play. Why did you take that up in such a big way?
Yeah, because, you know, of course, you know, my sophomore season at Ohio State ended in an interception. So, you know, I think in the off season after that game, you know, my teammates and I, we put in a lot of work. You know, we worked hard. So I think, you know, all of that work put in from not only my teammates, but my coaches, from everyone in that building, I think, you know, it was only fair to them that, you know, we had played a season and that we had, you know, of course, gotten a chance to play in the national championship game. So that's pretty much why I fought so hard to have a season.
Are you aware of Club Dub at all with the Bears and their tradition under Matt Nagy?
Club Dub, no, I'm not. So
they turn out the lights. They got this from the Cubs. Turn off the lights. They put the disco ball up. They blare the music, and everyone enjoys the win, and they dance. Are you all in?
I'm all in on that.
That's awesome.
You go to Ohio State's Instagram page, you'll definitely find a couple of videos of me dancing on there. So you got to catch me doing that, for sure.
Well, we can't wait, and that means Bears win. Justin, we can't wait to watch you play. Like I said, you know, I'm almost 50. I've never had a stud quarterback in town, and we're all excited to see where you go, and hopefully you're the guy. So thank you for joining us today, and best of luck.
Sir, thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.
You got it. There he is, Justin Fields, number one, uno, his French bulldog. Good guy. You got it right, JD, don't you think?
Absolutely. Uno, by the way, wearing 00 in some of those pictures that Justin posted on his Instagram page. So have to get that to a number one Bears jersey.
Are you an Uno card player? Because I just taught Mason how to play, and he
did
loves
you?
It.
Uno is a great game for
Isn't
the kids
it?
To play, yes, until my son starts swearing. When he starts losing, then we have to stop playing Uno. But yes, I go into Uno with best intentions.
All right. We're talking about Justin Fields all day today. The Bears have their quarterback, 332-3776. We're taking your calls in 2 short minutes.